This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Special Secretary at the Ministry of Ports, Shipping and Waterways, Rajesh Kumar Sinha, informed that all the Indian sailors and ships are safe in the Gulf region. Mr. Sinha informed this while addressing the interministerial briefing on recent developments in West Asia in New Delhi. He noted that 161 Indian sailors have been repatriated and brought back to India after signing off in the Gulf region in the last 24 hours.
हमारे सारे नाविक और जहाज सुरक्षित हैं गल्फ रीजन में.
All our sailors and ships are safe in the Gulf region. In the last 24 hours, 161 Indian sailors have been repatriated and brought back to India after signing off in the Gulf region. This work was done in coordination with our embassies and missions. The second LPG carrier, Nanda Devi, reached Kandla at around 2:30 a.m. today, and now cargo is being discharged from both the LPG carriers, Shivalik and Nanda Devi.
और अब दोनों ही LPG carrier से शिवालिक और नंदा देवी से कार्गो का डिस्चार्ज हो रहा है.
Addressing the briefing, Joint Secretary at the Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas, Sujata Sharma, today said that petrol and diesel are available in sufficient quantity throughout the country.
Crude availability is normal. Our refinery is operating at the highest level. There is no shortage at retail outlets. Petrol and diesel are available in sufficient quantities. Regarding natural gas, the government is making efforts to ensure that commercial LPG consumers shift to PNG, as this would be beneficial. The government is actively working in this direction.
इसी दिशा में भारत सरकार भी प्रयासरत है.
Spokesperson of Ministry of External Affairs, Randhir Jaiswal, informed that External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar discussed global challenges with a particular focus on the situation in West Asia and its impact on energy security with foreign ministers of various European Union countries during his recent visit to Brussels. Minister for Ports, Shipping and Waterways Sarbanand Sonowal today interacted with the crew of Indian-flagged LPG carriers Shivalik and Nanda Devi after their arrival at the Indian coast. In a social media post, Mr. Sonowal said that the crew's conduct underscores the importance of vigilance, coordination and responsibility in ensuring safe passage amidst changing global landscapes while operating through the Persian Gulf and the strategically significant Strait of Hormuz. Lok Sabha revoked the suspension of 8 opposition MPs today after the House unanimously adopted a motion in this regard. The motion was moved by Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju, proposing termination of suspension of the members with immediate effect. Speaker Om Birla said, during the meeting of floor leaders of the parties in Lok Sabha yesterday, every party reiterated their commitment to uphold the dignity and decorum of the House while adhering to the traditions of the Parliament. Meanwhile, the Lok Sabha has taken up further discussion on the demands for grants under the control of the Ministry of Railways for 2026-27. Participating in the discussion, Shatabdi Roy of TMC said that 341 trains do not have pantry service facilities. Ms. Roy also pointed out that the Railways is charging cancellation fee from passengers even when the waitlisted tickets are cancelled. Malvika Devi of BJP said projects like Vande Bharat Sleeper, the East-West Freight Corridor, Kavach expansion, electrification and track upgrades will boost comfort, safety, speed and support sustainable modern transport. The Election Commission has ordered the transfer of 19 senior police officers in West Bengal today with immediate effect. The Commission has appointed 2012 batch IPS officer Pushpa as the Superintendent of Police or SP of Barasat Police District. Meanwhile, 2013 batch IPS officer Ishani Paul has been appointed as SP of Diamond Harbour Police District and 2013 batch officer Sachin has been made the SP of Murshidabad Police District. Benchmark domestic equity indices closed 0.75% higher today, marking their second consecutive day of gains. The Sensex climbed 568 points to close at 76,071, while the Nifty rose 172 points to settle at 23,581. And that is the end of this news bulletin.